Jedi Temple, Coruscant. Natua Wan understood completely the reticence with which she had been allowed back into Jedi society. She had harmed innocents, coming perilously close to killing more than one, destroyed property and livestock, and threatened the entire Solo clan. Everyone knew that she had believed, truly believed, that they were all imposters, that she had been unwittingly and utterly under the control of Abeloth, a being so powerful and dangerous that Grandmaster Luke Skywalker had joined into an alliance with Sith to fight her. And they all knew that Natua Wan was cured. But they still worried, and Natua couldn't blame them, even if it meant that, unofficially, she was still under observation. She'd bridled at it at first, but the very practical Markra Medjev, the current chief librarian of the temple, had pointed out that Jedi needed patience and compassion. After a time, they would all come to believe in their hearts, not just their minds, that the crazies were truly cured, and she and the others would again be sent out on assignments that required absolute faith in their abilities. She'd sighed, nodded, and resigned herself to the situation. Natua had always been quick-tempered, and while intelligent, could hardly be called studious by even the most charitable of her teachers. Embracing where she was, as Medjev had suggested, she'd actually volunteered to stay at the temple and assist Master Silgal with some of her research. Silgal had been surprised, but pleased, and had taken great pains to acquaint the Fallen with most of the librarians, who were delighted to have someone to take into their care. It was odd, but rewarding. So when Markra Medjev himself took her aside and said,
"I have had a specific request for your services,"
she was quite pleased.
"Who needs what?"
Natua asked. Medjev smiled. There was a twinkle in his dark eyes as he replied,
"Jaina Solo needs help researching the Sith. It seems that they want more information on Sith history in general, and Ship in particular. You'll be doing a great deal to help Master Skywalker and the fleet locate both the Sith and possibly Abeloth, too. Jedi Solo asked for you by name."
It was clear that while Medjev was trying to appear nonchalant, the chief librarian was bursting with pride. Natua's eyes widened. She had not been surprised when she, along with most of the others who had suffered under Abeloth's control, had not been permitted to depart with the Jedi fleet. But now it didn't matter. Jaina Solo, who had fought her at the Coruscant Livestock Exchange and Exhibition, had asked for her help. Natua still remembered, with deep shame and regret, how Jaina had said,
"I don't want to hurt you."
Natua's response had been,
"But I want to hurt you."
Even though her natural inclination was to fight rather than to research, Natua Wan would never in 1,000 years do anything but gratefully accept Jaina's overture. Besides, she knew Jedi weren't supposed to focus on revenge, but she felt a deep sense of satisfaction in knowing that she could take part in tracking down the being who had so violated her mind. Natua grinned at Medjev.
"Tell Jedi Solo that it would be my honor to assist."